Welcome to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Stizzum, where entrepreneurs come together to discuss business growth strategies, marketing ideas, techniques, and tips. Brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Michelle Stizzum.
And welcome to our another show on a beautiful Monday. Well, I started to say in Houston. I feel like I live in Houston these days. I spend so much time there. But I'm actually in Lake Charles today, and I'll be back in Houston tomorrow. So you know me, always on the road. I'm really excited. We're going to have another fantastic show today. I wanted to start by reminding you that you can join us if you would like to just hear your voice on the radio, if you'd like to ask a question. If you want to call in and talk to one of our fantastic guests, feel free to do that. The number is 347-989-1363, 347-989-1363. And as always, we are here every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time, and we are talking about business development. What is it that you want to work on in your business? How is that going? Here we are sitting in August already. I know I'm getting ready to have another intensive, a two-day intensive, where my clients all come into Houston, and we work on their businesses for 2 days, and we're looking at how are those goals going? We set goals at the beginning of the year. Where are we? Are we meeting them? What is it that we need to shift if we need to shift things? And so it's an exciting time of the year because you're not up against the wire. You still have time to take the action and do what you need to do to make those changes, right? It's not like it's December 15th. You still have the time. But listen, it can be exciting and it can be awful because it's August, and you might give yourself, a little space because you think, I got plenty of time. Well, that end of the year is going to be here before you know it. So what is it that you have to do differently? And we'll be talking about that in the show today. I'm really excited about our two guests that are coming on. We're going to talk about what it is that they do in this amazing world of entrepreneurship. And along the way, I'll ask them some questions about how they have built their business and what kind of advice may give you to help you to build yours. So super excited about that. A couple of things I wanted to mention to you. If you are in the Houston area, I want to invite you to be with me on August 28th for the Make More Money Tour stop. It's the last stop in my tour. You know, I've done a 5-city tour this year, and Houston is the last stop. It's August 28th, and you can find out more about that at makemoremoneytour.com. I just did the one in Dallas 2 weeks ago, and it was absolutely fantastic. We focus on three things in that day. The first is understanding how to create a funnel in a way that will help your clients to easily see how they can continue to work with you. That might be for a service-based industry. Whenever it comes to retail, we also have to have a plan. Our funnels might not look exactly the same, but there's some ideas of how you can keep those repeat customers coming in. So we start the day out really talking about how you can step into your authority and your value and create what I call your inverted funnel. Because my opinion is if you can bring someone in and they come in and buy that $20 something from you, which is great, but would you prefer if they came in and bought a $10,000 something from you right off the bat? And that kind of goes back in the face of the majority of most people with the idea that people have to come in and test you out with the little bitty pieces and all of that. But I understand that there simply is a marketing message and a way to talk to people that they can see whether yes or no you're the right person for them at a bigger level. So I'd much prefer make someone a bigger offer and then move down and do what we call takeaway sales, right, than to start them at a little 20, 97, whatever product when we don't have to. So that's the conversation for the morning. And then we move right into getting your audience to tell you exactly what they want and turn that into your marketing message. So this is what I do know, is that so many entrepreneurs out there are constantly saying to me, I'm just not sure what to say. I don't know what my message is. And the fact is, if you've spoken to your audience at all, if you have any contact with your ideal client at all, they are telling you exactly what they want and exactly what you can turn around and share with them about the services and products that you offer. So the second part of the day is really focused on helping you to see what that message is. What was so interesting in Dallas, as a matter of fact, was that we started this process, and it really started out with a lot of blank stares, I will tell you. You know, when I kept saying, you know what the message is already, you just haven't, you just aren't hearing it. And then as we went through the process of me helping them see that they're already under, they already know these words, it was unbelievable what was happening in that room. Aha's going like crazy. Everybody was smiling. They're all so excited. And I got a message the next day from a woman who closed a client that afternoon because she felt like she finally had her message. And the fact was she already had the message. She just didn't know how to articulate it. So we focus on that, and then we move into holding those actual sales conversations. And the majority of entrepreneurs, what I found, the majority of entrepreneurs either dread sales completely, they have no experience in sales whatsoever, right? That's the majority. There are those that come out of sales space, right? But most entrepreneurs have no formalized sales training. And so it can be a very scary place, and it also is a place where you live or die. So you have got to get that fixed. You have got to understand how to hold a sales conversation. And so we work on that in the day. So, again, want to invite you to makemoremoneytour.com. And let's see here. One more really quick thing I wanted to cover. Oh, I know what it is. I am actually doing a free call on next Friday, August 22nd. And I've been asked quite often to do, I did a talk for a while called The Secrets to Making Decisions, Taking Massive Action, and Seeing Real Results, How to Get Unstuck Now. So I've had several people ask me to do that call again for that information. So we're going to do that on August 22nd. I just wanted to invite you. It is free. TakeActionGetProfits.com/secret. So if you would like to know that, one of the things we cover in there is you know, often I'm asked how I went to six figures so fast. I did six figures in the first 18 months, you know, right in the middle of my second year, I did six figures that year. And so I'm asked how did I go from that whole starving business entrepreneur conversation into doing six figures. And so one of the things we're going to talk about in that call is that, but I just wanted to give you a couple of little tips here before we go to break. My VA always says, Michelle, this is your how to stop being a starving artist conversation. So we don't want starving entrepreneurs. We don't want broke entrepreneurs. We want you to be successful, because what I know to be true is that you are the backbone of this economy, and we all know where that's sitting. So if it is to be, it's up to me, but here's the truth. If it is to be, it's up to us as entrepreneurs. So a couple of things I just wanted to cover with you real quick before we go to break. So how do you take your business to six figures in less than 2 years if you're sitting there, and how do you expand it if it's beyond that? Number one, I think one of the biggest things that we have to really look at as entrepreneurs is, are we in business or are we working at a hobby, right? If we're in business, there are lots of things that have to happen. We should be looking at a conversation of how do we build this business to a point of leverage, right? How can we make a bigger impact is always a great conversation. It's a true conversation. We're not doing this, hopefully, just to make money today to feed our family. Hopefully, we're looking at how do we create something that lives on beyond us and creates change beyond our imagination. So that takes certain forms of automation in your business. That takes leverage. You still have 24 hours in a day, but guess what? If you can have other people doing what you do, or if you can do group training, or there's lots of different ways for you to make a bigger impact. And so I really want you to look at that conversation of, am I really in business, or is this, am I treating this as a hobby? So that's the first thing. And the second thing is to understand that businesses have to invest to grow. It is a fact, right? I can tell you that first year in this business, you've heard my story many, many, many times, right? That first year in this business, I invested a lot of money, and I did not make a lot of money. But when I look back now, at 4 years ago, the year that I invested the original big chunk of change that I used to start this business coaching program. And the fact that now, you know, last year I did $500,000, this year I'll do about $750,000. And, you know, if I hadn't invested those things, if I hadn't taken the classes that I needed, if I hadn't worked with a coach who showed me exactly how to make money in this business, if I hadn't gone out and started speaking, so I was doing a lot of traveling, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I want you to look at that, right? It's not building a business on a shoestring budget. Can that be done? Sure, we hear that being done, but that takes a long time and takes a level of commitment that is unbelievable. So, and then I'm going to cover one more of these. You really need to step outside of your box, okay? Look at the little box you have put yourself into and look at things like, have I begun speaking? Am I out there creating my own opportunities? So listen, when I came into this industry, I was a complete unknown. You know, I left the trucking industry. They knew me. But in this industry, I was a complete unknown, and I could not get people in the beginning to ask me to speak. And so I created my own opportunities. I would do these free teleseminars and invite people to come listen. And people started seeing that, and then they finally started asking me to speak. You know, stepping outside your box may be writing a book. You know, are you an author yet? Have you? What we know is that authorship creates instant credibility. So I know great people that you can work with to become an author. And I know that our guests today are authors just like I am. So there are eight of those on that teleseminar, by the way, but I'm just going to cover those three because it's time to go to break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk with our first guest. So be sure you stick around. See you in a few minutes.
Have you been feeling tired, having trouble managing your emotions, or just feeling out of sorts? The problem could be your vitamin supplement. There is a big difference between synthetic and natural vitamins. Synthetic vitamins do not contain all of the substances that naturally occur in nature. Natural whole food vitamins provide all of the factors necessary to help you maintain or regain your health. For more information, please contact Dr. Alan Simberg at alansimberg.com.
Live a choice where your imagination becomes your reality. If you can imagine it, it's possible. If you can believe it, it's yours. We get it. You're done with the way it is now. You're finished with all the frustration around why you feel stuck and your life isn't working. Imagine what your life would be like if you could have all the answers and see new possibilities. We at Live a Choice choose to make a difference. Live a Choice has developed a proven process and a series of questions that lead participants to the answers they seek, gaining new understanding and self-awareness for both your personal and professional life. If you're ready to get to the life you want, contact us today. Visit liveatchoice.com to get started.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years. Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Awesome. And we are back. I have to tell you that one of the things I absolutely love about what I do is this immediate, instant access to people. It's one of the great things about this radio show. I can see all the people that are out there listening. And I wanted to remind everyone that if you want to jump on the call, we would love to hear from you. We're getting ready to talk to our first guest. All you have to do is press the number one, and you'll be put into the queue, and our program director will jump out there and bring you on the line with us. So do that. The other thing I was going to tell you is that during the break right there, I just kind of switched over to my email. I could see that you guys are registering for that free call that I'm doing. So awesome. This is great. Thank you so much. So let's visit with our first guest, why don't we? Brian, are you there?
Yes, I am, Michelle. How are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. And guys, I want to introduce you. I was going to say invite you. I want to introduce you to Brian Kisser. So Brian, I'm so excited to have you here on the call. You are in my second hometown of Houston, if I am correct about that, right? So,
yeah.
And Brian is, I went to your page and I was looking at this, and I loved that you said you're being the face of Growth Coaching Systems Network. So you're a natural connector, and you are an expert at three things: assessing, connecting, and coaching. And I just loved that you're so very focused on exactly what it is that you do. So I like to start these calls out by letting you share with everyone about you and what it is that you're doing, and you know, what's your story? How'd you get here?
Well, I got to grow up in a small town. I know you're from Lake Charles. I originally grew up just northwest of Corpus Christi, Texas, in Portland.
Oh, nice.
Went to high school there, moved up to Houston my senior year, so didn't get to graduate with all my buddies. Actually graduated from Stafford High School, and then did some time at U of H to get some education. I've been coaching men's gymnastics from the developmental stage to the elite level, I guess for 27 years now, if I count the little bit I've done this year, and started business coaching about 4 years ago when I met Dennis Magoo, and his son was actually in the gym on the team of a gym that I was turning around, and I needed a sponsor for the gym. And one of the many things that Dennis does along with his business coaching platform and program is he runs a farmer's insurance district here in Houston. So I needed a sponsor, and he said, well, you got a sponsor, and I'll see you in my office 9 a.m. on Wednesday morning. And that kicked off a change.
You just never know how those things are going to show up. I met Dennis at Tony Gambone's event, his Tech Talk networking event, I guess that was 2 months ago. So, very cool.
And we're looking forward to coming to one of your events here shortly. I think we've
September.
So to do our best to support all of our fellow coaches and learn from and help them in as many ways as we possibly can.
Yeah, that is one of the things, Brian, that I think is just so powerful in this entire industry that, that people get it, that there's so much need, that there's space for all of us. And I know you especially get that because you're like the kind of the connector coach guy, right? I mean, you're up there finding people and connecting them. So talk to us about that.
Well, you mentioned it in your monologue there that people that you meet have problem telling you what their offer is.
Mm-hmm.
So when I meet with people and I get to meet people at Tony's network and try to help them with the Tough Talk network, I get to meet people when I'm out and about Houston, the Greater Houston Partnership, and other places, and I sit down with these people and what they're looking for and telling me is that they're looking for some way to get their message out to the world, and how is it best, who will best serve them to get that message, develop that message. And so what I've kind of done is just learned little bits about all of you guys, and I can kind of isolate and pinpoint, okay, this person's really going to need, Tony's Gamble program. That's probably going to be the best first step for them. And then it's scalable. I put it where it's scalable. They get something tangible, but I can actually connect them with the right people. And then through a program I think that you also use, and we have a certified partner here in the office, through Infusionsoft Links, then I connect all my people and affiliates and get to help them develop that message, and then that's how I connect people to a network of coaches and give them the best next step for them and their business.
That's brilliant. That's absolutely brilliant, Brian. So, because what it does is that so many people know they need a coach, and then they get into that conversation in their head of, is this the right person for me? How do I know they're going to be the right person for me? Can I judge this myself? right? They get in that space of can they trust their own decision making skills.
Spin cycle of analytical thought, as I put it. They sit there and you know, I see it in the networking events when you go and you sit and you hear the people do their 30-second, 60-second spiels, and then you can look on their faces, you can say, I need that, and oh yes, I need that, and then at the end of the time, they sit there and go, I'm just not going to do any of it because I don't know where to start.
Right. Right, exactly. And so you're kind of offering that third-party objective look at it,
yeah.
Right?
Sit down, let's have coffee,
yeah.
Let's find out, our friend Mike Calderwood has a really cool assessment called Finding Your Business IQ, which he's mm-hmm. let me use a little bit of, and, you know, let's sit down, let's find out where you're at, and then let's see what's the best next step for you and your business. Which coach, which mentor, which done-for-you service is what you need to apply so that you can grow your business? And I think that's where a lot of people lose it. Just like you said, they don't have an offer, but they don't know where to start to develop an offer because intimidation, all these other things running through their mind. And, of course, the big one is, how much is it going to cost me? How much is it going to cost me?
Right.
And what they don't get is it's actually costing them everything by not taking the first step.
Right, that's exactly right. And they can trust you in that as the outside party looking in. So really you have two audiences for you, it looks like to me. You have the coaches that you're
mm-hmm.
building your network of coaches that you can recommend, and then you have entrepreneurs or others who might be looking for those coaches. Do you specialize in any particular area? Is there a particular ideal client, or it's vast different things in coaching?
Well, I don't do a lot with the solopreneur, unless the solopreneur is somebody that's trying to get into the lifestyle, or, you know, where they're running a business with 2 to 3 to 5 other people.
Right.
And then, you know, the achievement, more of the visionary that's bringing people in to build their vision as they build others' visions. So I stick with that lifestyle group, and it's mostly the top end of that group, which is trying to go to the achiever level. That's really where I focus mostly with trying to put people, because the solopreneur seems to be still struggling with finding an identity of who they are. And if they can't tell me who they are, then it's really hard for me to tell them where they should go next to get help in their business. But I do have, even with that, I do have people in the network and people that I've met and I know very well that like those individuals and can very quickly get them clear and then get them to a space where, you know, I can actually, you know, work with them a little bit and find and map out kind of a strategy of coaches, if you will, for where they need to go and what they need in their business.
Very good. Awesome. So on this particular show, what we like to do is, and I'm going to kind of catch you off guard here because I didn't tell you ahead of time, but I like to really try to find what is that thing. You've been in this business for 4 years, and what is it for you that has really worked, whether that is maybe it's a marketing strategy, a way that you're finding your clients, or something that you're doing to actually nail down the conversion, to actually make the sale, close the deal?
You know what really, and it's going to be funny, but it what really did it for me and made the big leap into, you know, struggling to find clients and then being able to get clients pretty readily was figuring out that I didn't need to do everything.
Oh, that's a good one.
When I figured out that what I really do the best, like what I'm the best and ultimate at doing, is the assessing and then connecting the people by coaching them through an assessment where I can gauge where they are and actually scale that, then I figured out that I don't need to be able to do the rest of the piece. I don't need to, provide all the polish and shine to the puzzle. I just need to provide them with the pieces of the puzzle that will make a picture for them so that I can give them to somebody like yourself or Tony or Dennis Magoo or Mike Calderwood or Bellany DeJong that can take that picture and polish it up and make shiny and and get them where they need to go. I don't need to do that piece. That piece isn't something that I have a passion for. It's not something that I really, 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 truly enjoy. But connecting and making all the pieces come together to make that initial picture, that's where I'm really strong. And so as soon as I figured that out, then I'm not struggling anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So did you the action you took was to bring on some team members, or what did you do to put that in place?
I started using my skills and built this, started building this network, and I have, things that I can do with Tony, things I do with Mike, things from Dennis, things from a gentleman named Carl Liu, that I'll be working on getting with you and getting with Bellany and putting these things together. Sandy Lawrence is another person I want to really connect with and do some stuff with, and that's how, I use my own strength to my benefit and started building this this network out of people that are like-minded and love helping people live better lives and build better businesses.
Right. I love that. Okay, great. So this is a huge piece, guys. I hope you're really paying attention to what he's saying, because by really understanding what he was good at, the whole assessing and connecting piece for him in particular, by understanding that and focusing on that and letting the other pieces go, right, made a huge shift and made it, obviously, it cleared up your message for you. Once you clear up your message, then you attract the right people. It's amazing how well those things work. It also amazes me, Brian, how many people stay in that suffering cycle for so long, not taking the action to actually make that decision.
Yeah, we've termed it here amongst a group of my closer friends, Carl and Dennis. We've termed that the spin cycle, the spin cycle of analytical thought, because you continually analyze all the reasons why, and then you turn right around on the other side of the cycle and analyze all the reasons why not, and you never make a move because you're not sure. As you spin, endlessly around and around in the same spot, just churning, you never make a decision to do anything, and nothing ever changes because you just keep doing the same thing. So,
brilliant, absolutely. So, listen, we have a couple of minutes left before we go to break. I wanted to be sure that we tell everyone how to get in touch with you. So, why don't you share with us the website address and how you would like them to contact you?
They can find me at www.briankiser, that's BryanKiser.me, and you can also get me on email at brian@icoachbizpros.com.
Great, love that, icoachbizpros, that's awesome. And I know you're in Houston, but I'm sure you work with people from all over, correct?
Yeah, in fact, I'm fixing to head out to one of my coaches and mentors to the Expert Speakers Academy with Brendan Burchard on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
I'll be connecting with more of people from all over. We have some international people in Europe and in Mexico and Canada that are also going to be they've already emailed and said they're going to be out there and looking forward to catching up and what have you. So I'll get to be out there with Brendan for a few days and sharpen my skills as a speaker, and come back ready to get back with it and rock and roll.
Very good. Well, awesome. So we're going to take a break here, but listen, Brian, if you will hold on a little bit, I wanted to ask you a question during the break, and we'll be back after a few minutes. So hold on, guys. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
This has been another edition of Workshop.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts and sponsors to market themselves to the internet radio media where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
And we are back, and I have a super special surprise for everyone. I actually asked Brian if he could stay on the call with us a little longer. So, Brian, are you still there?
I am still here.
Fantastic. So we were having such a great conversation, and Brian and I actually started our businesses about the same time. I started in 2010. I think you just said you started about 4 years ago, so probably around that same vicinity. Yep,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
And so I wanted to have a conversation. You know, so we started the conversation around what was it that you felt was the big thing for you and, you know, and really making this work. And I love that you said that you realized that you didn't need to do everything, right? You need to focus on what you do best. And so from that conversation, I started thinking about, having the conversation around what types of strategies are you using marketing-wise to go out and find your ideal clients, because I think what you're doing is just very awesome in being that person that helps these entrepreneurs really look at who is that next person for them to help them build their business. So just what kind of marketing strategies have you used over these last 4 years, and you know, which ones worked and what felt like it didn't work maybe?
Well, I learned very quickly that you could not do justice to anything you were going to do by doing it part-time. That was the first step. When I first got into doing this, I was also helping a couple of other people out with their businesses and helping their business and trying to, build what I wanted to build wasn't working. So that was the first thing. The first thing was, if you're going to go all in.
Correct.
Because it's not gonna ever be what you want it if you can only put half time into it. Half effort gets you half the reward, right? And sometimes gets you no reward. So that was the first thing. And then I learned real quickly that the things that you do that sometimes you don't think are important are making an impression on people, such as Twitter posts, Facebook posts, Google Plus posts. Sometimes those posts confuse and even push away potential clients. People that would ask you for advice or ask you for help or would reach out to you when you post something that's just kind of off the wall or not really in line with your subject matter, then they kind of get a different picture of you and they kind of get confused on, well, is he this or is he that? Is he going here? Is he going there? So that was the second thing I learned is you have to be consistent. Now, I came out of the health and fitness industry. I came out of the gymnastics world. I've been all over the place doing that. Hung around with the Olympians and everybody in that sport. And also was a semi-pro bodybuilder and developed other professional athletes in that field, as well as worked with, you know, professional athletes in football, baseball, and all these other sports. So making sure that my message stayed on track, that I was a professional coach that was helping people, as I put it, with a 10X mindset, helping them, you know, find that message and connect them to the people that could best help them grow their business. And like I said, there's a little bit of confusion that I'm finding amongst, even amongst people that have been in business for several years, there's some confusion on their message and their offer. And like you said, you have an offer. It's a low-cost, easy-in offer, you know, $15, $20, $100, whatever. And that's a nice offer to put out to the public as a first get-to-know-me, let's see if we can work together offer. And a lot of people that I meet, they'll tell me, oh, yeah, I got all that. I have everything I need for my business, and it's all on my website. Well, that's what you do. That's not an offer. You know, right. That's not what people – that's no way for – you're not telling them in a call to action, so to speak. You're not telling them, hey, I want you to try working with me, and I want to try working with you. And if you don't have that, that seems to be – seems to be something that's muddled. So I was real careful when I started doing and building this that my message on everything started to get real consistent and stayed with the fact that I'm a professional coach and there's three things that I'm an expert at doing, and that is assessing, connecting, and coaching.
Very good. I love that it's so very pinpointed. And I can see how you would have a lot of confusion, you know, if you were – you had all the gymnastics stuff going on and this other stuff going on, right? Also, I thought it very interesting that you started with, you know, go all in, because, you know, thinking about, you had said earlier that you had, you know, coached women's gymnastics, and I thought, you know, those guys don't go all in, right? You're either in or you're out when it comes to that. You're not going to part-time it.
In that sport, and I was on the men's side. I did work on the women's side too, but mostly on the men's side.
Oh, okay.
It's the hardest sport in the world, and if you're gonna, you know, go halfway, then you're probably gonna get hurt. Especially at the elite levels of that sport, you just if you're not committed to it, don't do it. And there were several hard conversations with athletes over the years. That, you know, they were talented. They were probably some of the most talented that had walked through the door of the gym. And you just have to have that conversation with them as you do your clients. Hey, if you're going to do it, let's go all in and do it. There isn't a middle ground here. It's, you know, almost an all or nothing type of thing.
Yeah. Yep. So earlier you said you were getting ready to go to a training with Brendan Burchard, and which is so cool. And I know that speaking is one of your strategies to get in front of your clients. A lot of times, I'm always telling my clients to get out there and be speaking more. What places are you finding those speaking engagements? Where are you ending up mostly?
You know, I just made a push to start the speaking more, and then of course I went ahead and bit the bullet and I'm going out to Brendan Burchard's big greatest, what does he call it now, the world's greatest speakers event. So I'm going out to that and go ahead and you know, as you said, investing in something that I'm passionate about. Things that people don't know about me is when I was graduating high school, I had a full scholarship to go and become a minister, a preacher. And I actually turned that down. And so all the speaking that I learned was from other ministers. And so speaking in the business world, a little bit different. I know that people like a different format, and they like things presented in a certain way. And so sometimes when I tell people I speak, they go, "Oh, well, do you have this and do you have that?" And I'm like, "No, but I have 2 5x7 note cards, and that's how I was, you know, from the age of 12. That's how I was." Taught and kind of mentored into, how you did your speech and your lecture, so to speak. So looking forward to putting together my platform. I've done a couple of things lately with the CBFA, and that was real fun. And I've done some other events, mostly in the gymnastics world, for them. I did a whole number of things for USA Gymnastics and for the Gymnastics Association of Texas over the years. So the speaking in the business world is a little bit new, but I love doing that stuff. I love getting in front of people and performing. I don't know if that's good or bad, but, you know, that's something that is a passion of mine. So, you know, like I said, I went ahead and invested in myself and my skills and going to go out and see what Brendan has for me and become an expert speaker.
Yeah, first of all, so all of that history that you have it takes you to a place that most people don't get to start, in that most of us come into this from a very non-speaking history, right? a very uncomfortable in front of the audience kind of space. And it seems to me that you're not going to have that problem whatsoever. I think once you see the formula, you're just going to really bust out on that. It truly has, for me and my business, been the big piece that really sent me over the edge. When I started speaking from behind the computer. I started doing teleseminars because I was too chicken to get out in front of people. But that second year when I stepped on the stage and realized I had to be able to do this, it was not what I wanted to do, but I was going to do it. I'm extremely shy and introverted, and so it can be a terrifying moment, that moment you put your foot on the stage. And
you speak at Tony's event, and you seem very calm and relaxed and very comfortable in front of the group. And I know you've done a whole tour here lately, and you're still have some of that to go. But I would have never known that was something you had an issue struggle to get over.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's good, because I don't really want people to know that unless I tell.
Well, now the whole world knows because we just talked about it.
That's right. I do talk about it a lot, actually. And for me, it's that whole conversation of, you know, how bad do you want this? How bad do you want your success in your business? What are you willing to do, even when it is something like, for me, speaking is terrifying? And yet I have a radio show, and I do the tour, and I do a 3-day event. And, you know, I understand the value. It's how people really get that connection. There's levels of connection, right? There's that connection when they read your information. It's that connection when they hear your voice, or when they see your face, or when they meet you in person, right? So, yeah, I get it. I get the importance of it. So,
that goes to show that you reached that point just that we were just talking about a few minutes ago. Of, you know, you reached the point where it was all in. You just,
right.
That was what you were going to do, and you've done it.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, that's, I think I was talking to Tony on Tony's show, and he was talking about, you know, things held people back. And I think that's something that people get held back with, is not understanding that and not be able to connect with people like ourselves that are just here in the community and working with folks. And then when we get on that stage, it's kind of like they don't understand we're still just the real people that were there. You know, before we stepped on the stage, we're just like them. We sat in the audience. We did the things. The difference is we just went all in and decided that, you know what, I can do it. I'm going to do it. And that is the end of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember the very first event I ever went to in this arena, right, in the whole idea of coaching. And it's all so new to me. It was November of 2009, and I remember sitting in that audience with no business. I hadn't started my business yet, right? Had no clue how I was going to make money doing this. But watching him on stage, it was Adam Urbanski, and watching Adam on stage and watching the shift in the room, right? What he was teaching these people, they were seeing things that they could go home and implement. And sitting there, I went, okay, I'm in. Whatever this is, I can do this. Right? This is what I want to do. So,
you were fired
up. Trust
yourself.
That was it, man. He did it. I was all in. So I hired him on the spot, actually, and said, okay, I don't have a business. Please tell me what to do.
So how do I make money?
Well, it sounds like we have a lot in common, because that's something that I've been have a tendency to do, you know, jump off the cliff and then, oh, yeah, let me see if I can get a parachute.
That's right.
Yeah, but that's worked for me. It doesn't work for other people, but it's worked for me. And if there's something I wanted to do, I wanted to be a pro bodybuilder, and I ended up being a semi-pro bodybuilder because I tore my arm and wasn't able to really compete after that. But I went in all in on that, and I wanted to be a top level gymnastics coach. I went all in on that, and now I want to be an expert at connecting people and helping them live a better life and build a better business, and helping my friends out there that are coaches, like I said, I'll give them a picture that isn't polished, but at least there's a puzzle that's been put together a little bit, and then have them throw some polish and spit shine to it and get those people going where they want to go.
Yeah, and I love that you're connected to so many powerful coaches, because, you were mentioning them earlier. I know all of the coaches that you were talking about that you work with, and they are all extremely just committed to their client success, and it's so very important, right? It's so easy for someone to think we're just in this for the money, and everyone that you've mentioned that you work with, I know for a fact is not. We make good money? Absolutely, we make good money. But
that's an ancillary benefit. But that's kind of one of the, I guess, if you will, that's the guiding light to the people that I want to work with, because I have been approached by several other coaches around that I haven't mentioned the names, but I've run into them, and they've asked to be part of what I'm doing. Hey, can you give people my offer? Can you share my message? And I've had to tell them no, because the only purpose that they had for doing what they were doing was the paycheck at the end. In fact, one of them gave his 60-second spiel at one of the events I was at, telling everyone how much money he made. And that was, for me, that was something that was a big, red flag, and said, not my kind of person, not someone I want to be connected with, because that's probably going to be an energy zapper instead of an energizing force. So I've had to watch that, and that's been the criteria, is the people that really are in it for helping people live better lives and build better businesses without even thoughts of how much money's in it for me.
Right. That's so awesome. Well, thank you so much for hanging out with us for the second half of the show today. It's been a lot of fun.
Not a problem. It's been great.
You better.
Yes,
cool.
It's been great.
I want to be sure. I know we did it earlier in the show before the last break, but let's do it again. Let's tell everyone how to get in touch with you.
It is the easiest way is on the website, www.briankiser. It's BryanKiser.me. Or you can email me at Brian, Bryan, at iCoachBizPros.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for sharing all your great knowledge with us today and getting us all pumped up. And I know there's all kind of people out there that are ready to go build their businesses and get all in. So I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for having me on, Michelle. I enjoyed it.
Oh, wonderful. All right, guys, be sure you stick around. We'll be back after this brief commercial break.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Life's Issues with Lloyd Rosen, a show that delves into the hot topics of life. Lloyd takes life's issues head-on with hard-hitting interviews with professionals such as doctors and teachers, as well as those that have experienced life's alerting issues, whether professional, emotional, or physical. Lloyd wants to help those that are searching for answers to living a successful life. Life's Issues airs every Friday at 1:30 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network. Find out more at lifesissueswithlloydrosen.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
And we are back. And so we just had I just had a very awesome conversation with Brian Kaiser. And there were a few things that Brian hit on that I just really wanted to make sure that you were paying attention to. He said that his big leap in his business, and remember Brian started this business about 4 years ago, his big leap came when he realized that he didn't need to do everything, right? That he needed to focus on what he does best, which is, you know, he is he loves to assess, connect, and coach. And, you know, he's kind of that guy that helps you as the entrepreneur figure out where you should be headed and what, you know, who is equipped to take you on that road. And so be sure that you are connected with Brian, Brian Kaiser, BRYANKISER.me, and reach out to Brian and stay connected with him. And if you have questions around your business and what it is that you should be doing to expand that, then maybe Brian is that guy that can help you to either help you see where it is right now and then show you what it is that you need to be working on in the future. You know, some other things that that we touched on was that he talked about going all in, and we just finished up that conversation right before the break. And I want you to look at whether you are all in your business, right? So sometimes I get it. We, as entrepreneurs, especially, you know, someone who's a serial entrepreneur as I am, an entrepreneur from birth, okay, have just constantly in my head about business, right? And so we wake up in the morning and we're thinking about it and we're thinking about it all day, and then we lay in the bed at night sometimes and we're still thinking about it. But thinking about it is not doing it. So I really want you to take a look at whether you're seriously all in. So what does it mean to be all in for you? Are you making the connections and doing the follow-up? If you're just making the connections and you're not doing the follow-up, you're not all in, okay? If, you know, are you committed to finding those clients? Are you committed to going where you need to go, to doing the networking, to getting out there and getting the ideas on how you're going to build your business? There's so many things that need to be done, and I want you to look at whether you're treating this as a hobby our business. We actually started out the call today, the show, with that conversation, right? I was talking about that earlier. So, yeah, I just want you to think, am I all in, and what is it that I need to commit to be all in, right? The Bethany DeShawn is just an amazing friend of mine. She's also a mindset coach in my she works with my clients on their mindset. And one of the conversations she has with them often is the conversation of the dinghy, right? And so you just kind of picture the ship. You're on the big ship, and the ship is your, you know, maybe you are leaving your job, or maybe you're ready to make that commitment to your business, or you've started your business, but you still have this other thing on the side because you're just not completely sure that this is the business you should be in, or you're not sure that this is the direction you go. And so she has this great conversation she has with them about the fact that you kind of feel like you're in the dinghy. You're still tethered to the ship, right? So you still have the safety of the ship. But at what point are you going to say, you know, I'm paddling like crazy because I'm disconnecting from the boat, from the ship? When's the dinghy going to go? So absolutely love that conversation. It is all about going all in, and I want to be sure that you are going all in. And then the other thing he said was to make sure that people are really clear on what it is that you do. That's also a conversation we started out the day with. It's the conversation of, are you clear on your message? And are other people clear on your message? When they go to your website, do they know that you do a particular thing? When they see you on social media, do they know that you do a particular thing? Or is it confusing to them because you do so many things? So be very clear about that, because remember, a confused mind never buys. So we're not looking for confusion. All right, so let's see here. A couple of last things. I told you at the start of the show that I am going to do a special teleseminar next Friday on August 22nd. You're all invited. It is a free call. You can go to takeactiongetprofits.com/secret, and there you'll find out about what I'm teaching. This call is the secrets to making decisions, taking massive action, and seeing real results. You know, how to get unstuck now. And that's one of those things that my clients come to me for, because, you know, I am all about making a decision. And what I'm not about is sitting on the fence and letting you wait. I'm here to say to you that indecisiveness, it will ruin your business, all right? So a lot of times, I'm a very decisive person, and people ask me all the time how I do that. So we're going to have a conversation about that and about how I take massive action and built this coaching business as fast as I have. So if you would like to join us for that conversation, I would love to have you. takeactiongetprofits.com/secrets. And then again, just one more reminder about the Make More Money Tour stop in Houston. If you are there in Houston, I would love to have you join me August 28th. And you can go to makemoremoneytour.com, and you will see all the fantastic information there. Again, we will be expanding on the conversation of, who you work with, what is the products or services that you provide, what's the price point on those, how can you sell those, what do you say about it, what is your message. That's the conversation. The conversation is really, the day is spent to get you clear on what you are doing so you can cut the rope from that ship, go all in, right, and get this business thing handled. How would it feel to get this business thing handled once and for all? So go to makemoremoneytour.com and join us there. So it's Monday afternoon. You've got a full week ahead of you. And I want to encourage you to take some different action. If you ever, at the end of the week, have the thought, gosh, I had all these plans. I was going to make all these calls. I was going to, follow up on all the cards that I met. I was going to get this particular blog post written. And you get to the end of the week, and those things aren't done, right? And for some of you, I know that's happening a lot. I actually hear that a lot from my clients as well. Whenever people come to start working with me, that's one of their big complaints. And so, you know, what I want to encourage you to do is take short, direct, different action. And what I mean by that is, you know, when I was struggling in the beginning of this business, and that was happening to me, when I get to, and you know, nighttime, and I'd be like, oh my God, I didn't do it again. I still didn't make those calls. I still didn't do this. My coach actually handed me a timer one day, and he said, Michelle, start using this timer. And so I found that my toleration for one, you know, I'm a little on the ADD side over here, and excuse me, I could focus on one thing for maybe 20 to 22 minutes. So I would set that timer on my desk for 22 minutes, and I would have one activity that I was going to do in that 22 minutes. Usually it was that I had to make phone calls or something of that sort. It was something that I had been putting off, right? And so the thing was, I could say to myself, okay, I only have to do it for 22 minutes, and I don't have to do it anymore after that. And that really worked, because in those 22 minutes of making outbound calls, remember the goal of those calls is to schedule an appointment to do follow-up. You will change your whole business if you will start doing that, right? So what is it that you need to do in those 22 minutes? So, all right, guys, this is Michelle Sism. I will be talking to you again next Monday at 2 o'clock Central. Be sure and join us here on Take Action, Get Profits Radio. And looking forward to to hearing from you, how your week goes, and we'll have another great show next week. So see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Take Action and Get Profits with Michelle Sism, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.